medical community proudly presents the JDE Connection, a Quest On Air podcast production.
This podcast explores and showcases how JDE customers are harnessing specific functionality and capabilities to drive business success.
Hello, JDE Connection listeners. Welcome back. I'm Chandra Wabshaw, one of your podcast hosts, and I'm the manager of business applications at Brightview Landscapes. With me this week and every week is my friend and podcast partner, Paul Houtcooper, Vice President of JD Edwards Product Development at Oracle. Hey, Paul. Now, I usually ask you how you're doing, what you're up to, but don't take this personally. Not that I don't care, but we just really have a lot of ground to cover today as we talk about In Focus. So let's just dive in and get to it.
Okay. So you don't want me to ramble on for 5 minutes about, you know, moving and other things going on with JD Edwards? No.
No.
Not at all.
No, moving on.
Okay.
All right. With that, let's talk about In Focus. Hey,
coming
guess
up.
What?
What?
It's coming up. That's yes, what I was just going to say.
Yes, it is. It's coming up September 9th through the 11th. So yeah, it's coming up very quickly. I suppose we should probably work on a roadmap presentation. I guess I'll talk to my team about that tomorrow. Anyway. In Denver. And of course, this is our opportunity where, you know, we take it probably a level deeper than we do at Blueprint 40. Blueprint 40 is a little bit more thought leadership, strategic, if you will. Here we get into the nuts and bolts, kind of look underneath the hood, show you what's going on, talk about how the sausage is made. You get all the good rumors about Oracle. And no, I'm just kidding. But anyway, but yeah, so, you know, we get a little more technical, a little bit more detail at In Focus, but looking forward to it. I think product team has like 40 some odd sessions that we're planning. I can't remember how many overall sessions we have, but it's 3 days of jam-packed fun.
It will be. And technically, I mean, the fun really actually starts on Monday evening because there's early registration happy hour, and that's from 5 to 7 p.m. So
okay,
don't want to miss that.
I guess not. Are we going to be stationed outside that again this year?
With some loud thumping music?
Yes.
Like we had last year. So we recorded a whole bunch of bass. No, yeah. I hope not.
No.
Yes, I'm sure we will be around.
Yes.
I'm not sure quite where yet, though.
Okay. No mics in hand?
We might.
Okay.
We might. Might have to find out why people are coming to attend, what they're hoping to get out of the conference.
Yeah, sure. And then we can hit them up at the end of the conference, find out if they accomplished their goal or if we fell woefully short. And
exactly.
And we have to learn how to do better next time.
Growth opportunities.
Growth. Oh, that's right. Areas of
the growth mindset.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
All right. Well, that's early registration, but then we kick things off Tuesday morning, right? With the roadmap. So John Glenn himself.
Morning coffee. Morning coffee. Don't forget morning coffee, Paul.
I didn't see morning.
Without it.
Well, you'll definitely need that. Definitely need that because that'll keep you awake during the roadmap session that John and I are doing. Then. All right, cool. So yes, I'm sorry. I forgot. Morning coffee, 8 a.m. to 8:45. 8:45, of course, is the first session. And that's John Green and myself going through the roadmap. We get a sneak peek at what's happening in release 26. That's going to be coming out here soon, and some demos, some good demos from the product team for everybody. So come check it out. That's how we will kick off the conference.
Excellent. Following that at 10:15 is the kickoff networking sessions. So more to come on that. And after that is the networking luncheon. So that'll be from 11:30 to 12:30. And then we get to start with educational sessions at 12:45 after lunch when everybody has had a lunch coma.
Yeah, I was going to say, well, by then everybody should be awake, but no, it's right after lunch. So everybody's now falling back asleep, and that's when we're going to start our education. We planned this well.
I know, right? We did.
So what happens after lunch? What do we got?
Well, we'll highlight a couple of these. We'll go by time for the rest of the afternoon in the educational sessions. But one of the ones that we have at 12:45 is the E1 Manufacturing and Distribution User Group, the E1MDUG. Their meeting is at 12:45. So it's similar to a SIG. So feel free to join that one if you're in manufacturing distribution or you use CAM.
There you go. Right alongside that, looks like Clayton Seeley is going to go through his roadmap for system administration. And AJ Schifano, also at 12:45, is going to lead a roundtable on enterprise automation. So if you're curious about enterprise automation and what it does and want to provide input into how it evolves, swing by, talk to AJ.
All right. At 2:00, we have the Business Analyst SIG. So Linda Sloan Compton will be there. Usually one of us or both of us tries to make an appearance there. So we'll see what we can do about dropping by that one, that SIG meeting. And then also at that time, we're going to highlight April Moisture's From Custom Code to Seamless Flow, How Orchestrator Simplifies Custom Programs. This one highlights the journey from maintaining a lot of complex custom-built programs and adopting Orchestrator to streamline the automation. So come listen to that one.
And then, of course, we have Lisa Horvath with her upgrade in 30 days. So, you know, we've been talking about companies being stuck in the past, maybe running JD Edwards like 2005 versus 2025. And part of that is, how do you keep up to date and stay up to date quickly so you can focus on adoption instead of updates and break fix and whatnot. And so she will take you through how upgrades do not have to be painful and can be accomplished in a very short period of time. I particularly like her reference to Murphy's Law.
Exactly.
So,
all right. Also at 2:00 is the JDE HCM SIG meeting. Carla Pappas will be running that one. So join to find out what's going on with the HCM SIG.
That ends the 2:00 segment. Now we're on 3:15 segment, and we kick that off with the E1 Tech SIG. Dave Wagoner will be leading that. And that's always a popular one for everyone.
Also at that time, at 3:15, is Craig Scullin. His session is From On-Prem to OCI plus Release 24. So how Granite Properties made that bold transformation and what their journey looked like. That'll be a good one. Yep. That's a lot to do all at once.
True. Eric Masterson also has a session at 3:15, going from Release 21 to 24, and kind of takes you through upgrading JD Edwards tools. It's not necessarily as simple as a lift and shift, especially if you've got a fairly large workforce, but I think he goes through some lessons learned and how they overcame some of the challenges that they faced. So if you're interested in learning how others are keeping current, by all means, swing by Eric's session.
Yes. This next one I'm very excited about. Adam Gauthier, who is a coworker of mine at Brightview, is going to do a session called Log Literacy, Turning into aha. So occasionally we kind of have to debug stuff, right? So this session is designed to help you learn troubleshooting E1 batch reports or UBEs and untangling some of those complex business function call chains. I know I start looking at logs and get a little lost, so I'm actually really excited for this one on both fronts, because I'm excited that Adam's presenting and I'm excited to go and listen to what he's going to say.
Yeah, be a very educational session, and it's always good to learn a new skill, being able to interpret those logs and understand what looks like a bunch of Swahili, perhaps, making sense of it and being able to understand it's always good. 3:15, there's a couple Oracle sessions I wanted to call out. One is from Jason Rice, using Update Manager Impact Analysis. This has been something that you and I have talked about a couple of times, and something that I think we're going to be working with Clayton on at InFocus. But Jason Rice will take you through the latest updates to Impact Analysis and how to leverage it. And then Aaron Johnson is going to lead the Orchestrator product updates from engineering, which tends to be one of the more popular sessions that we do, product updates from engineering. So hard to believe. Orchestrator is now 10 years old.
I know. It's double digits. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, this is the next day. Well, no, because that evening there's the power hour from 4:30 to 5:30, and then the welcome reception from 5:30 p.m. to 7 p.m.
Oh, okay.
Then we get to roll into Wednesday, the 10th, September 10th, from 7:30 to 8:00. There's breakfast in the exhibitor showcase. So stop on by and visit with your favorite vendors, or maybe, you know, meet some new ones, find out what they've been working on. And then education breakout sessions start right away at 8 o'clock. So get your coffee.
Yeah, get your coffee. Then we kick it off 8 a.m. with the Udo SIG. Shannon Allred leads that, and she'll lead that roundtable discussion. And of course, there's another SIG at the same time. I think this is a fairly new one, but we have a new SIG for Oracle Guided Learning. This one actually is being led by Dan Smith from Steltix, one of the vendors, but definitely important for everybody to be participating in these SIGs and helping guide the enhancements that happen in these products.
Yes. We're always glad to have the vendor support in the SIGs as well. Also at 8 o'clock, I guess I could let you highlight this one. It's an Oracle one.
Oh yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, we've been doing roadmaps for system administration, roadmaps for digital platform, and we're also going to deliver a roadmap on applications this time around. So Angelin Isaac from IDC. So many of you may have met her at Blueprint. If you're at Blueprint, she flew over and had the opportunity to participate in person. She won't be in person this time, but she'll virtually give us a walk through the application roadmap. And then we get to a few more Oracle sessions at 9:15, another roadmap session, this one by Haiyan Wang, going over our digital platform update. So if you want to see what's planned in Orchestrator and the no-code, low-code capabilities that we have, swing by that. And Prashant Thimavazala, I butcher his name each time, but I apologize, Prashant, but he's been leading our AI initiative, and he has a session on enabling JD Edwards to access Oracle AI OCI services. So if you're interested in how that works and what those capabilities look like, swing by his session.
All right. Starting at 10:45, it's the Exhibitor Showcase Morning Break, followed at 11:45 by the Networking Luncheon. And then at 1 o'clock, we roll back into Education Breakouts. And at that time, we have HCM Transformation at Scale, Consolidating Payroll Across 26 JD Edwards Instances. Wow, is all I can say. That's a lot of instances, and it will be very interesting to hear how they were able to consolidate all those. I don't know what all the details were, but I'm guessing maybe some unions, maybe, you know, that gets complicated quick.
Absolutely. And then we have a few Oracle sessions also at 1 o'clock. John Holder, who we had on for virtual batch queues, will be talking about JD Edwards queue time. And then Nicole Laurent will be running a workshop for Enterprise One widgets. So widgets is a fairly new capability that we delivered, basically as a way of visualizing your watch list, if you will, and a different way of rendering some of the data in the E1 system. So if you want to know how to use and create widgets, sign up for that workshop. And then David Greiner introduces you to one of the more recent enterprise automation pages that we created for production order to cost update to track performance and identify bottlenecks.
And then at 3:30, we have the Business Analyst 101 course. So another one taught by Linda Sloan Compton, who leads the Business Analyst SIG. But so if you're new to JD Edwards, or maybe you're new to being a BA, you'll get to find out some tools to assist you in your day-to-day and kind of get a little bit of an understanding of how JDE works and how to kind of get up to speed quickly. You can also listen to the JDE Connection. That helps get you up to speed. Shameless plug, yes.
All right, developing user-defined objects and integrations on JDE E1 Tech SIG roundtables. So Kishore Donapal from Edwards Life Sciences will lead this roundtable at 3:30 as well, to discuss how you develop customizations if you need them, or how you do personalizations using Orchestrator user-defined objects, and, you know, develop also third-party integrations and interfaces for JD Edwards. So I think there might even be a discussion around how you integrate AI capabilities with JDE on that too. So
very cool. At 3:30, we also have Eugene Plaskic with MacLean Fog Company. Smart maintenance starts here. Real-time CAM meter integration with JD Edwards orchestrations. So if you're using meters for your business and you're looking to integrate that data into JD Edwards, this is a great opportunity for you to come learn.
Mm-hmm. Automate, optimize, and transform. That's what we said.
Now, there's a E1 financial SIG being ran by somebody at 3:30 that day as well, but you probably just want to skip over to Nicole's session on E1 widget. Oh, sorry.
Wow. Nice. Thanks. Or you could come attend the financial SIG and learn how to stay informed, share some insights, connect with others that are using the financial modules, which is a lot of people. So come and learn and share whatever you're interested in hearing about in future SIG calls as well.
All right. And then, yes, Nicole Laurent has a session. So if you're unable to get into the workshop, but you want to find out more about Enterprise One widgets, she has a session at 3:30 to talk about them. And then alongside that at 3:30 is another workshop. This one being ran by Haiyang Wang. And this is about using the process modeler tool to analyze your business processes. So if you're interested in that tool and what it can do for you, by all means, sign up for the workshop.
That one sounds fun. At 4:45, wow, this is a long day of education. We have the JD Edwards Construction SIG rebuilding together. So they are bringing this SIG back to life. It kind of went dormant for a while. So this one's coming back and they want you at the table. So Pete Cotton is one of the individuals that's heading up the SIG. So come join and let's get it reestablished and share those best practices and solve some of the industry specific challenges that exist in the construction sector.
There's also a CAM and EAM roundtable being led by Risa Case at that same time, 4:45 in the afternoon. So if you are interested in participating and talking about those modules, by all means, stop in. All right, one more workshop. Wow, this is a long day of education. So we do have another workshop being ran by Janet Rands. And this one is about the latest updates on WebOMW and Package Build. So if you want to learn how to use those and leverage those in your business, sign up for this hands-on workshop.
Very cool. One other session we wanted to highlight with Leon Hogarth is AI Accelerated Innovation, how ADNEMS is redefining their JDE integration with Agentic AI and Orchestrator.
Yes. So for those that were at Blueprint 4D, Leon's story about using AI to accelerate his development lifecycle at ADNEMS that assisted them with being a little bit more responsive to the business. If you were curious about that, well, Leon's actually here in person. He couldn't make it to Blueprint, so we had to just do a video demo of what those capabilities look like, but he's going to be here in person this time around, so come check him out and see how he's using Agentic AI and Orchestrator to really accelerate their development process.
All right, and then Wednesday night from 5:45 to 7:15 is the In Focus Party and the Exhibitor Showcase, so Come party with us.
All right, disco balls.
All will be dancing. Watch out, people.
Right, because that's what I do, said no one ever. All right,
you get to roll in at 7:30 for breakfast. 7:30 to 8:00, so don't party too hard. Wednesday night is breakfast in the Exhibitor Showcase with education sessions starting at 8:00.
Well, why don't you introduce this first one, then I'll talk about the Oracle ones.
That makes sense. 8:00, Growing Smarter, how Mickelman organically reduced manual tasks with JD Automation. And this is Jacob Nieses. Again, I apologize to anybody's names that I have not pronounced correctly. They are going to talk about their journey to transform JD Edwards into a more agile and efficient ERP through the strategic adoption of the Orchestrator and user-defined objects.
All right, Enterprise Automation, we're on our way. AJ Stefano, 8 a.m. on Thursday. Check out the journey towards Enterprise Automation and how that's unfolded over the last couple of years. And then alongside that, we have another one of our workshops. So this one's on logic extensions for developers. So Kulo from our engineering organization will be taking you through a hands-on lab on how you leverage logic extensions.
And then at 9:15, hey, that's us, the JDE Connection Live. It'll be myself and you and Clayton Seeley. And we are going to talk about impact analysis and more. Come find out. I know we brought up impact analysis and I commented or lamented a little on how to read those. And so we are going to do an educational session.
Yeah.
On just that. So
thought we'd do it real time.
Exactly.
Through impact analysis and how to interpret it. And then, you know, the more part, well, you know, there might be swag, there might be games, there might be some fun, but you're going to have to show up to find out. All right. I'm sorry for Ku having to also do another workshop alongside right next to the JDE Connection Live and having to compete with us. I feel so bad. But if you feel so motivated as to skip the JDE Connection Live podcast session, do yourself a favor, sign up for the workshop on blinging up the Enterprise One user interface. So check it out.
Everybody can use more bling.
Everybody
can
use more
bling.
That's
all I can say.
Yes.
I'm all about bling.
That's right. Creating E1 pages, creating those process models, launching orchestrations from pages, integrating CSV files, viewing attachments, Cafe One, you name it. He's going to take you through everything.
Then at 9:15 to 10:15 as well, there's also the exhibitor showcase morning break. And at 10:15, we dive back into some education. At 11:15, the E1 Tech Sig Roundtable will talk about securing, updating, and configuring. So that is some of your CNC type tasks. And that's with Matthias Freitag. And then at 11:15 also is the E1 Manufacturing and Distribution User Group, E1 MDUG. They're having a roundtable as well.
All right, then we got Adam Rispens from Tyndale House Publishers. He's going to take you through automating outbound EDI flat files with Orchestrator. So if you are currently stuck manually updating processing options with a unique name each time a flat file needs to be transmitted, come check out this session for how you can use Orchestrator to turn that into a dynamic process and get out of that manual nightmare.
This is definitely one I think I want to attend. I feel like there's a lot of, you know, regardless of if it's an EDI flat file, a lot of times the processing options include a link to a specific file. So this would be very, very helpful.
Agreed. Agreed. All right. We have another workshop. So as you can tell, the development team is emphasizing a lot of hands-on training, this in focus. So this time, Jason Rice is going to take you through how you apply updates using the web client. So if you're unfamiliar with that and you want to learn more and learn how, by all means, sign up and Jason will take you through it.
And then we have the networking luncheon from 12:15 to 1:15. And after that, we have just a little bit more education to cover. And at 1:30, we have Orcception.
Yeah. I thought he misspelled something at first, but no, this was totally intentional. Good job, Dave Wagoner, on a nice creative description.
Yes, Orcception, using Orchestrator and cross-reference to dynamically notify on an orchestration exception. I like it.
And then we have Andrew Ostick and his creative session. I wonder where he channeled this from. The Extensibility Awakens, Introducing Possibilities of the E1 Force.
But does the journey begin in a galaxy far, far away?
Far, far away. Exactly. Obviously, Andrew must be a Star Wars fan, which surprises me. Because I heard the other day, you know, somebody kind of complain about Star Wars, that Star Wars is anti-tech. It's totally anti-tech. When you think about it, Think about the message that it actually sends. The most advanced technology in the world, in the galaxy at that time, is, of course, the Death Star. It's evil. And so it positions technology as something totally evil. And when you look at the resistance, of course, the resistance is somewhat anti-tech, right? They don't have a lot of tech. They're all anyway. So I don't know if Senza some way disagree with that message. But anyway, we won't hold it against you, Andrew.
We won't.
All right.
That's awesome.
Let's wrap up on Thursday with a couple more sessions at 1:30. Brett McGarrity from the E1 Foundation team is going to take you through the centralized development web tier and the changes we've been making to massively simplify the architecture and setup of E1 dev clients. So, you know, most all customers have some level of development happening, and we've been trying to simplify that over the years, and come see what we've been doing as far as that web tier is concerned. And then Aaron Johnson will be leading a roundtable, and I loved the name of this one. So kudos to Aaron on a creative name. Lighten Up, a roundtable discussion on analyzing and shedding customizations using no-code extensions. So if your E1 system has been carrying a bit too much weight, quote unquote, if it's huffing and puffing each time it ascends the stairs to a new release, perhaps it's time to shed some of the unnecessary baggage and get fit for agility. I love it.
Anyway, I love it.
So how do you run the decustomizer report? How do you identify candidates for extinction? I mean, replacing with personalizations, if you will. He's going to take you through that and how to methodically try to eliminate basically your technical debt. So great job, Aaron. Love the description, the abstract. Good work.
And after that, from 2:45 to 3:45, we have the Ask Us Anything with Oracle. But the one thing I want to ask is, will AJ be blinged out again?
Well, AJ be leading it? And if he's leading it, will he be blinged out with his fancy coat? Yes, we'll see. We'll see. You know, I don't know what AJ has planned this time around. You know, him and Sarah did a great job last time. We all had a lot of fun with that, really enjoyed it. And I think it was really informative as well. There's never any shortage of laughs when AJ's involved. So assuming that he's helping us out this time around, I really look forward to seeing what he's going to bring.
Well, in an effort to keep this podcast at its limit, we're going to hold off on the Midwesternism this week.
Okay.
And we don't want it to go too long this time. So.
No. All right.
No. So with that, for questions, feedback, or ideas for future episodes, contact us at thejdeconnection@questoraclecommunity.org. Until next time, let's keep learning, sharing, and most importantly, laughing together. Toodles!
See ya! Thank you for tuning in for today's episode of the JDE Connection, a Quest On Air podcast production. Show notes and links can be found at questoraclecommunity.org/JDE Connection.
To learn more about what's happening in the Quest JD Edwards community, visit our website at questoraclecommunity.org/JD Edwards.